This evening would have been opening night at Kumukahua Theater for the local play The Conversion of Kahumanu. It's been postponed due to the concern about large groups gathering. We talked to Donna Blanchard, managing director of Kumukahua Theater, last week during the height of uncertainty leading up to putting the production off.
First of all, we're keeping an eye on the news. We're listening to what the CDC is telling us and what the state is telling us. And I'm staying in touch with the Theater Communications Group, which is a national organization for theaters. I'm talking with other theaters in the area. And within the building, we're using a lot of disinfecting wipes. We've figured out how to go ticketless for the show, so there'll be no exchange there. We haven't quite figured out the cash situation, but most people don't pay with cash. We sell concessions at intermission, and we're going to give our volunteers gloves to wear and ask that if someone's buying a soda for a dollar, they just put the dollar in the bin, and then we're going to wear gloves when we count that up. We're going to wipe down all of the armrests for the chairs. And we're, you know, in a theater, so we've all heard that you're supposed to stay 6 feet away from people. In a theater, that's not easy, but we are considering reducing the number of seats that we have altogether so that all of our seats have a clearance of a few feet at least on either side of them.
Okay, so just figure, hey, the carrying capacity may normally be whatever, 50, 70, but we're going to scale that back.
Another measure that we're taking, I've always had a policy for employees that if you don't feel well, stay home and take care of yourself. It helps all of us if you do that. That is definitely still in place for this show and also with our cast and crew. And thus far, no one is showing any symptoms to worry about on our team. I feel it's incumbent on me as the managing director of the theater to look out for everyone in the staff and in the cast and the crew, as well as our audiences. I don't want anyone to say, yes, there's so many cases on the island and the common denominator among them is Kumukuhua Theater. I do not want that to happen.
Right. And I think there is that sense of responsibility that people just genuinely have because they care. They don't want to spread the disease if they have it, you know, not knowing, right? And and if they are in an event, they certainly don't want to hurt our kupuna and be kind of spreading it around. And so as we see these, you know, warnings go out and we see the cancellations, you know, I think Broadway, I think, is going dark, isn't it?
Yeah. All of Broadway, all of their theaters. So what I'm considering is we're recommended to not gather, have large groups of people gather. And so immediately I started looking into, well, what constitutes a large group? And New York City says that's 500 people or more. Chicago says that's 250 people or more. And the state of Ohio says that's 100 people or more. We currently seat 100 in our little black box theater. We're also considering, are there options to have a show outside? Yeah, because when you're in a, you know, when you're outside, you're safer. The fresh air will help. It's just the surfaces that people are touching that you have to worry about so much.
Well, let's talk about this upcoming production because, you know, I think the wonderful thing about your theater is that you have these original plays about Hawaii, and you've got some really interesting history here.
Oh, yeah. We're in our 49th season now, producing theater written by and about people here. Our upcoming show is called The Conversion of Kaahumanu. It's written by Victoria Nalani Nuble, and it's the story of Christianity being adopted in Hawaii.
And so talk about that for people who may not be familiar about how she was converted.
Oh, well, Queen Kaahumanu had pretty much had it with the old gods and was ripe for something new when the missionaries were here talking about this new way that wouldn't involve capital punishment, let's say, that was experienced on the island before then. And I'm not giving anything away. That's part of the history of it. But the timing was ripe for her to be looking for something And there they were with something to offer her that was attractive.
And then Vicki Noble has produced a number of productions.
You know, she wrote this, forgive me, Vicki, I can't remember how many years ago, maybe 20-ish. And, there's a lot of feminism in this play. It's a really beautiful time for it now. That's part of the reason why Harry decided to put it on our stage. Now, Harry Wong, our artistic director. For Vicki, I have to let her speak for herself, but my understanding is it is just a really interesting story. It's a story that deserves to be told, and Vicki does a really wonderful job of not defining a villain. I love it when a script will not define a villain or at least humanize a villain. And there's no villain in this. We may look back on the history and say, "Ah, ouais," but there was no malice here. It was everybody doing what they thought was right and good, and that includes the old ways as well as the quote-unquote new.
If I recall right, I think, Vicki's family has ties with Kawaiʻiho Church, and, so she has that kind of dimension in telling, this story about Hawaii's history. And, it is a Women's History Month, so it's really kind of a nice timing.
Yeah. Yeah, and our last show was about Captain Cook, and we were running on Cook Day. We like it when things like that work out. Harry does a really good job of making that happen.
Unfortunately, we have COVID-19. We were talking to Donna Blanchard of Kumukahua Theater. We interviewed her just before the CDC directive came out that there be no crowds of no more than 50. And then 2 days later, that got reduced to 10. So stay tuned to see when the conversion of Kaʻahumanu will be rescheduled.